This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
After President Joe Biden's inauguration earlier this month, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois became the Senate Majority Whip, making him one of the top lawmakers in the Senate. He's also going to chair the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he will lead reviews of criminal justice legislation and presidential appointees. Good morning, Senator Dick Durbin.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine on this Thursday morning. First, we want to ask, as the Senate Majority Whip, you're in charge of counting noses. What are the chances of the Senate approving President Biden's COVID-19 relief bill before former President Trump's impeachment trial begins in earnest?
I don't say this is a joke, but it's 50-50. That's exactly how the Senate is divided. And so I think we have a good chance to do it because it's a good program.
But you do have some Republican senators who might be inclined to approve some COVID relief who are arguing over the numbers, over the amount of money to be spent. Is there any way forward, do you think?
I think that kind of debate is to be expected. It can be constructive as long as at the end of the day they're prepared to work with us to have a bipartisan measure pass in the Senate.
Let's turn to the topic of domestic terrorism, Senator. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a warning about the threat of an attack by domestic terrorists. The department says the recent mob assault on the U.S. Capitol may have emboldened and inspired some of these radical groups. And, Senator, we know you've introduced a bill to help federal agencies track and respond to domestic threats. It passed the House, but failed in the Senate in the fall. Given this recent insurrection on the Capitol, what's next?
Well, this is necessary and long overdue. We know 9/11 changed America forever. If you can imagine what airports were like before TSA and taking your shoes off and all the other things that have been part of it, we were focused on international terrorism, as rightly we should be after and still to this day after 9/11. But what's happened in the meantime is the emergence of these right-wing groups, mainly right-wing, but extremist groups, let's say, that are really inclined toward violence. And we saw that erupt into clear visibility on January the 6th when this mob incited by the president marched on the Capitol and literally closed down our government for 5 hours.
And in just another week or so, the Senate will begin the trial of former President Trump. You have some senators, Republicans, saying that you shouldn't be wasting that time. You also have Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Susan Collins saying that the Senate should censure rather than convict President Trump. What do you think about that?
We have a constitutional responsibility to take up the impeachment article from the House. I can't think of a more serious charge to be leveled at a president of the United States than that he incited an insurrection. We've all seen the tapes of his speeches. We know what happened afterwards exactly. And now we're making arrests day by day of the people who came into the Capitol, beat on the Capitol policemen, and tried to force their way into the Senate chamber. What they did was force the senators out of the chamber and take it over so that they could ape for photographs that they put on Facebook. This was a serious moment. And if for no other reason, we need to make a history of what occurred so there's no question to future generations about what happened.
As the incoming chair of the Judiciary Committee, you've also ordered the new acting attorney general and the Department of Justice to preserve all documents relating to a plot reported that President Trump worked with the acting assistant attorney general Jeffrey Clark to oust the acting attorney general Jeffrey Rosen. They were trying to, reportedly, according to the New York Times, force Georgia to overturn their presidential election results in Trump's favor. What do you expect to do with all of this?
I just want to make sure the evidence is there, because what we learned last Friday, it hasn't even been a week, President Trump mounted an effort to take over the Department of Justice. It just was disclosed 6 days ago, and we need to find out what was behind it. I'm pleasantly surprised that Jeffrey Rosen, the acting attorney general, showed that kind of courage and leadership. I would not have guessed it, but Mr. Clark, who was behind this, needs to answer for what he was saying to the president, what he was trying to accomplish.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, we appreciate you taking the time this morning. This is 91.5 FM WBEZ.